Earlier this week, President Trump continued to downplay the severity of the coronavirus pandemic. Early this morning, he announced on Twitter that he has tested positive for the virus. So is First Lady Melania Trump. The implications are wide-ranging. We're going to speak about the medical concerns now with our medical contributor, Dr. Lena Nguyen. She's the emergency physician and public health professor at George Washington University and former health commissioner of Baltimore. Dr. Nguyen, the president and First Lady Melania are among the more than 42,000 people who just yesterday tested positive for the coronavirus. White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows has said the president has mild symptoms. You are not the president's physician, but based on what you know about his health and from what you've seen among your own patients, I wonder if you can determine what he might expect, if that's possible.
Well, I'm certainly very concerned about the president's health. He is someone, because of his age and because of his pre-existing medical conditions of having obesity and heart disease, is at increased risk. And risk is also additive. And so his age, in addition to these other risk factors, make him more susceptible to having severe effects from COVID-19. I think the time course is also important for us to keep in mind. There is a period of time, the incubation period, between when you are exposed to when you develop symptoms. That could be up to 14 days, an average of 5 to 7 days. So I don't know if what he's showing now are the COVID symptoms or if there's something else. Maybe he has a cold or is just fatigued and that's why he's having these symptoms. But there is another lack of time between when somebody first starts showing symptoms and when they become severely ill. The average time for when somebody ends up, for example, in the ICU is 10 to 12 days after they first start having symptoms. And so, of course, I hope and I pray for a speedy recovery for the president. But I want us to keep in mind that even if it seems like he is doing well for a few days, it doesn't mean that we should take a sigh of relief just yet, that we should still be looking to see what happens, because certainly in my patients and in others, we've seen that there could be a pretty benign clinical course, that they seem to be doing pretty well, but there's still the possibility that after a week or two that they could get worse.
And have you also found that people who are at high risk end up not having a serious course?
Absolutely. So I think it's also important for us to keep in mind that most people will do well. And chances are that the president will have a good outcome and recovery. 40% of patients who have coronavirus don't develop symptoms. And again, we don't know if what the president is currently experiencing are coronavirus symptoms. So he may do very well. But there's also the possibility that he, just like others, may not.
So given the fact that we don't know, of course, what's going to happen, there's so much about this disease that's not known, what is the recommendation for people who have COVID symptoms, even mild ones, according to the CDC? What should the president be doing right now to take care of himself and to keep others safe?
Well, when one has mild symptoms, there isn't treatment that one can take. For example, it's not as if there's a pill that one is able to take to reduce the severity of those symptoms. We just don't have that yet. If someone becomes extremely ill and is in the hospital requiring oxygen, there are actually treatments that have been proven to reduce the length of the illness and also to reduce mortality, specifically corticosteroids and remdesivir, the antiviral. But for someone who's mildly ill, they have what's called symptomatic treatment. So they take it easy. They monitor their symptoms. If they develop a fever, they can take medications for their fever. But it's really important in that time to isolate, to not be around other people. And that's so important for people who have symptoms, because they can certainly spread it to others if they're symptomatic, but even for people who are asymptomatic but have had high concern for exposure. So anyone who has had more than 15 minutes of exposure, 6 feet apart without wearing masks, that person is considered to be at high risk for having a close contact with someone with COVID-19. All those individuals should be staying away from others for 14 days. And I say this and I keep on emphasizing this because I'm hearing reports of the president's staff saying they took a test, it's negative, with the implication that they're now fine. That's not the case at all. Testing does not replace the need for quarantine in those individuals who've had that close contact.
You're saying that even if they test negative, I mean, what's the value of the test then? If you've been around somebody, or even if you don't know you've been around somebody who has tested positive, what's the value of the test if you're saying you should quarantine anyway?
So let's say that you just found out that several days ago you were in contact with somebody who is now known to have COVID-19. Immediately, you should quarantine yourself because you don't want to expose others. You should also get tested because if you do end up testing positive, then we also need to be tracing all of your contacts too and the time that you could potentially be infectious. So testing is important. But just because you test negative right now doesn't mean that you won't test negative tomorrow, as in it takes time for the virus to build up enough in your body that it'll test that you'll get that positive result. And so that's why that quarantine period for 14 days is so important. Now, there are also asymptomatic individuals who don't have high concern for exposure. So, for example, what the president's team has always been doing, which is that daily testing. That daily testing is important for early detection. So you pick up on COVID-19 as early as possible. But remember that testing is detection. It is not prevention. That's why mask wearing, physical distancing, avoiding crowds, all that is still so important. And this is why we're seeing, unfortunately, that the president's aides, the president, the first lady are testing positive. So even though everybody around them has been testing regularly, that's still not preventing the disease in the first place.
And we should say we're talking about a place like the West Wing of the White House, where the president and his staff work. It has narrow hallways, older ventilation system. People work in very close quarters. How much of a concern should that be in terms of an outbreak?
Well, those are all the makings for an outbreak. The highest risk for exposure are indoors, crowded settings, where people are not wearing masks, they are talking loudly with one another, they are gathered closely together, they're letting down their guard. And so all the settings that you're describing are exactly the settings that we are extremely concerned about. And of course, these individuals also are very mobile. They are, I presumably, seeing their family and friends at home, but also they're going to other places. They're interacting with advanced staff and waiters and Secret Service agents and supporters and donors. And so contact tracing here is going to be extremely complex, and I just really hope that everyone will follow public health guidance, not try to take shortcuts, because those shortcuts will not work. I mean, this is the basics of public health. And now we've seen if the president himself is infected, no one is immune. Everyone needs to treat this virus really seriously and know that we should be taking all these precautions.
What about Vice President Joe Biden, candidate for president right now? He was on stage with President Trump Tuesday night. This is at the debate. They were 10 feet apart, unmasked, but both speaking loudly. We know that shouting and singing, for instance, can send off droplets farther than 6 feet. How concerned should Joe Biden be right now? We should say he did apparently just test negative, but how comfortable would you be with that result?
I don't know that I would be comfortable with the result per se, and I'll come back to this, but I do think that the risk to Vice President Biden is very low. First of all, because the president did test negative that day. And again, even though the negative test result doesn't necessarily mean that he can't be contagious, it still is because he had been testing consistently negative before that. Presumably, he didn't have a very high viral load. And also, they were, as you said, 10 feet apart. And presumably, the setting that they were in was well ventilated. They didn't hug or shake hands or have other close contact. And so I think the risk of Vice President Biden having acquired COVID-19 from President Trump in that setting is very low. However, a negative test result 3 days after that exposure, or 2.5 days even after that exposure, is not particularly reassuring because of the incubation period of this virus.
So you're saying he should have another test?
And he should also use an abundance of caution when around others. He and his team should decide whether he should himself quarantine. But if he should not quarantine, he should absolutely get regularly tested.
Dr. Lena Wen, emergency physician and public health professor at George Washington University. Thanks.
Thank you.